Spirit of the Wilderness Episcopal Church hosts an annual spring show focusing on the overlap between creativity and spirituality. This year's show, Mapping Mystery, opens tomorrow, Friday, March 28th, at the Johnson Heritage Post in Grand Marais. Joining us now with more about it is Reverend Mary Ellen Ashcroft. Welcome, Mary Ellen.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. Would you share some background information on us about this annual show?
Yeah, I would say that we at Spirit of the Wilderness are convinced that at that overlap between creativity and spirituality, that the divine is present there. And almost all the artists I know will talk about how they are inspired and how the spirit speaks to them in some way. And so we decided we would kind of put on a show that asked people to kind of ponder that and explore that. And they do. It's wonderful. This year, we have about 50 artists plus about 20 high school artists. I've been watching the art come in over the last couple days at the Johnson Heritage Post, and it's phenomenal. From people who say, well, I'm not an artist, but, to some really well-known artists, and all media, glass, clay, oil, acrylic, fiber. We even have a composer who sent in some original work.
And what's unique about this year's theme?
Well, I think the theme Mapping Mystery, which we took from the idea of how much we like to go into the woods up here and how often we plan a trip into the woods, and then if something goes wrong, that becomes the most memorable trip of all. And so we kind of chose that as a theme to be taken both literally and metaphorically, that sometimes in life, when we end up not going the way we thought we would, our life becomes more interesting. Mm-hmm. Some people found it difficult, and I think there's been an awful lot of grappling, and a number of people who've said to me that they were really glad to have a chance to just kind of think and knock their head against this one a bit, and then create something coming out of that. And that's really our goal, is to get people thinking and being creative and doing stuff that they might, using something as an inspiration to do something they might not otherwise do.
And can you tell us a little more about the Friday opening?
Yes, this is exciting. We're having the opening reception is 5 to 7 with wine and soft drinks and appetizers and bars. And then Ruth Pissuaro, who's the new program director at the Grand Marais Art Colony, and actually an old student of mine from way back. She's a great poet. She's an artist. And she is giving a lecture, and it's called Frontiers and Borderlands, Navigating the Creative Process. And when I asked her to do it, because I thought, oh, this is great. We have somebody new. I won't say who doesn't know to say no. But somebody new, you know, who's here. And she said, you know, I'm busy because I'm new here, but this really fits with my master's thesis was kind of around this issue of when you go through times in life when things are really comfortable and then you're pushed to a time that is not as comfortable and you move into something new. And she's looked at how artists do that. So I think it's going to be a wonderful presentation. She has some art there and we'll be speaking about that. So I'd invite everybody to come. I think it's going to be great.
And what excites you about sharing this show?
Oh, to me, there's just something so wonderful about watching this art come in and seeing how these artists have just taken time to be creative. To me, there's just something amazing about the human spirit that in this deep, dark, cold winter is grappling with new ideas and expressing them in different forms. It's just, to me, it's an absolutely wonderful thing. So we're really, really excited about it.
We are speaking with Mary Ellen Ashcroft of the Spirit of the Wilderness Episcopal Church. The exhibit Mapping Mystery is at the Johnson Heritage Post, March 28th through April 13th. Mary Ellen, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, many artists have their work on sale there, so bring your checkbook. We also are putting a pot out to collect money for our Good Samaritan Fund, which It's basically, we send it off to Cook County Health and Human Services, to the social workers there, who use it as a discretionary fund to meet needs that aren't met in other ways in the community. And so we could invite you to bring your checkbook for that as well and throw a little money in that pot.
So, excellent.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Mary Ellen.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
The JHP is open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sundays and Mondays from 1 to 4 p.m. More information is available at 387-2314.